brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. This week, Ann Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, Arizona, discusses decorative grasses. Can these grasses be cut in the fall, which are drought tolerant? Should ornament grasses be cut back in autumn? What ornament grass turns purple in the fall, and more? Mountain gardens are famous for flamboyant autumn grasses in the landscape. This is the season you'll find the most exotic options for the gardens. From short-spreading grass to big, bold pampas grass, this is their time to shine. Treat ornamental grasses like you would a tree or shrub, put them on the same irrigation and watch them thrive for years to come. Whether grouped in clusters or planted singly as focal points, ornamental grasses add instant texture and form to the garden. The grasses listed here are beneficial for adding an autumn glow to the gardens. Many look great right through winter. Blue oak grass, Helictotrichon sempervirens, forms a tiny porcupine-like clump in the garden. The beautiful blue colors show all season, with beige panicles through autumn. Blue oak grass can remain evergreen through mild winters. Feather reed grass, Palamagrostis acutiflora, loves spring and is one of the first ornamental grasses to shoot up from the garden in spring and plume. Carl Forster shows red plumes summer through fall, with overdam showing golden. Flame grass, Miscanthus sinensis, can be a very flashy addition in autumn. Eye candy in the perennial garden with blazing red flowers all fall. Sometimes referred to as maiden grass, every yard should have at least one. Found grass, Pennisetum alopecuroides, are some of the most reliable and attractive ornamentals you can grow. Rubrum keeps its red color all season. Modri is another good choice for fall color, with green leaves as its flowers change to burgundy. Japanese forest grass, Honecloa macra, looks genuine any time of year. The golden yellow colors show well against all the purple, rust, and reds in the fall garden. An easy to maintain grass with a weeping habit for extra drama. Pheasant tail grass, Anemone lessoniana, is an open grass, ready to sway and flow in the slightest breeze. It's also known as gossamer grass or New Zealand wind grass. In fall, the leaf blades become tinged with copper streaks that reflect the sun. The perfect grass for the lower mountain gardens below 5,000 elevation. Pink millie grass, Muhlenbergia capillaris, grows hip high and very flashy. The foliage is covered in pink flower heads that catch every breeze, adding a cloud of soft pink to the garden summer through fall. Very tough, even on the windiest mountain hilltops. Prairie dropseed, Spirobolus heterolepis, has thin, airy leaves that weeps and flow in the garden. The leaves can turn almost pumpkin orange in fall. Red hood sedge, Uncinia uncinata, is a well-behaved sedge. The plant is small, growing only about a foot in all directions, but it has a glowing bronze color all season and shows off all the more in autumn. The perfect sedge for the lower mountain gardens below 5,000 elevation. Red switch grass, Panicum virgatum, starts to change from green to red early in the growing season, and by fall, it's on fire. Shenandoah is the shortest, slowest growing, and showiest of all the red switch grasses. Tall moor grass, Millennia cerulea, grows foliage 3 feet tall, then shoots up delicate 6-foot flower stalks. Its narrow width and tall flowers make it perfect for small gardens. The flowers turn aspen gold through autumn. You will find the best selection of ornamental grasses now through fall here at Waters Garden Center. Now is the best time to add new ornamentals to your own gardens. Garden tip: autumn sparks the most critical feeding of the year for everything in the garden, especially fruit trees, shrubs, and the native evergreens in the landscape. Before Thanksgiving, spread Waters 744 all-purpose plant food around all your essential plants, especially lawns and the ornamental grasses in the yard. This promotes better rest through winter and sets the stage for more extensive growth in spring. Until the next issue, I'll be helping locals choose perfect grasses here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Is your business listed in the official Prescott Valley Recreation Guide? 60,000 copies are being printed annually. How can you add your business? Call 928-257-4177 or email info@talkingglass.media or fill out the format.